It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Go to YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. Especially that YouTube feed now live. 6A to 6P. You can check out the shows live on WIP, including the midday show from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. every single day. Be part of the chat, join the show, watch it that way, listen, watch, however you consume the show. That's all good with me, including WIP Daily here. All right, so I wanted to dive in today. Phillies win yesterday, 6-1, the opener of their series against the Colorado Rockies, and it did not look great early. I mean, the Phillies have really struggled here with starting pitchers, but once they get rolling here, they really have an ability to hit the opposing team's bullpen. I mean, goodness gracious, they have crushed opposing bullpens here throughout this season so far, where, you know, they kind of sputter along. Yesterday was Germán Márquez, but then yesterday you get to that bottom of the seventh inning and it really exploded. So Scott Alexander, the lefty, replaced Germán Márquez. You get the Kepler single, Castellanos grounds it a double play, and you feel like, ah, oh, geez. Here we go. That felt like a killer right there. And then boom, Stott with the two out double. I love the pinch hitting move there by Rob Thompson to get Marsh out against the lefty. I don't care if Marsh had a couple hits against the lefty over the weekend. That's not what you want. You have Trey Turner on the bench. If he's eligible to play, if he's good to play, get him in the game. And then the Rockies counter there, and they go with a righty, Vodnik, to replace Alexander. Next up in the order is Edmundo Sosa. This is the spot you would think that Topper would go to Cody Clemens, would take out the right-handed batter, take out Sosa. Sosa was in there because Trey couldn't play, because, you know, that's the opportunity there. But late in the game against a righty, that's where you want to use Cody Clemens. Instead, Topper stuck with Edmundo Sosa. Sosa delivered. He's been on fire to start the season. Double to right center field. Phillies take the lead. They never look back. Shorbert's a home run afterwards. And, of course, later in the game, Kepler and Castellanos, for good measure, pour it on. And the Phillies win 6-1. But I want to talk about Edmundo Sosa. After the game, you know, his teammates gushing about him, with, you know, Schwarber saying what a great player he is. And Castellanos talking about how he can start for so many teams. He just doesn't hear, and the game will reward him because all he's sacrificed in his career. Now, Mundo Sosa is a really interesting player. It's always been one of my favorites as he got here. I think when he plays, and he probably is the kind of player you don't want to overexpose. You don't want to play 155 games because good right-handed pitchers will probably expose him over time. But when he plays, he's a very productive player, and he helps this team a lot. And in fact, when I think about the moves that Dave Dombrowski has made here in Philadelphia, I can make a case the best move Dave Dombrowski has made. I'm going to exclude re-signings. I'm going to exclude just extending players that were here, because then you just say, well, re-signing Zach Wheeler is his best. Okay. But Zach Wheeler was here when he walked in. But if I had to look at the Phillies roster and the roster that's been put together here, of all the moves, of all the players added in by Dave Dombrowski, you know, I can make a real case that the best move made was Dombrowski trading Jojo Romero to get Edmundo Sosa back in 2021. That move has worked out so well for the Philadelphia Phillies. And he's had this run here with the Phils where he continues to help, he continues to produce, he continues to be a good performer for the Phillies, and they've needed him a couple times in the last few years. I mean, they've been in dire straits at the shortstop position injury-wise. And there he is. There's Edmundo Sosa just finding a way to help the team out, finding a way to be one of the better players on the team when he's called upon. Look at the roster right now, okay? Jose Alvarado, that was, you know, a really good move by the Phillies to bring him in. That's a big one by Dombrowski. Tanner Banks, Carlos Hernandez, The Kirkering draft pick and ascension, that's a big one. Jesus Luzardo, now that might end up being the best trade Dombrowski's basically got here. Nola here when he got here. Romano, good outing yesterday. I'm lukewarm. Joe Ross just got here. Ruiz, I do like his ascension to the major leagues. Christopher Sanchez, that was a Matt Klentak trade. Matt Strom is a good one. Matt Strom may rank right now as the best bang for buck Dombrowski's had here. Taijuan Walker, disaster. Zach Wheeler was here already. Okay, Marshawn in the system already. Real Muto here already. Boehm here already. Cody Clemens trade, I mean, that actually became the Cody Clemens trade. I would have rather kept Buehrling, but Clemens has been a nice Philly, you know, with the move from Dombrowski. Harper was here. Stott was here. Trey Turner, for the money they paid him, has not worked out so far. Castellanos, I would call it a the Phillies probably haven't gotten the bang for their buck. Of course, the Kepler signing this year, we'll see, but he's off to a great start. The Marsh trade, they give up a lot for a guy who looks like a platoon player. Rojas is what he is, and then Schwarber. So if I were to rank the signing, Schwarber's number one by a mile. But if you're looking at the trades and just the overall acquisition and what they gave up to get what they got, Sosa's up there as one of the best moves of the Dombrowski era. And as this season goes on, it won't surprise me if they need Sosa more. So yesterday, Turner was able to play, which was great. And he was able to come in, and he worked a good at-bat to pinch hit and to get on base ahead of Edmundo Sosa for the double. Wonderful. And they need Trey Turner, especially against left-handed pitchers. Hopefully he's in the lineup tomorrow when the Phillies face Kyle Freeland, who had a good start in his first start of the season against Tampa Bay Rays. That would be wonderful. But Trey Turner is not a young player. Trey Turner said, and it was quoted after the game last week or before the game Saturday, that this situation he's dealing with started as a hip and then became a back stiffness, spasm, if you will. And let's all hope that Trey Turner is A-okay and he's fine and it's no big deal and he plays 150 games and he hits 300 and the Phillies feel good about what they have in Trey Turner moving forward for the rest of his career in Philadelphia. That's all hopeful. I would call it a little bit of wishful thinking. The reality is Trey Turner's an older player. The reality is Trey Turner missed time last year. The reality is Trey Turner's not a very good shortstop defensively. In fact, I believe he belongs in the outfield at this point of his career, but that's me. So you have this piece in Edmundo Sosa who could fill in at shortstop if needed. You have this piece in Edmundo Sosa that could play some second if Stott needs to be platoon more. Now, Stott's off to a pretty good start this season. He had the double yesterday. The double by Stott and the walk by Turner really set that thing up because that inning was about to go down the drain after the Castellanos double play. It really was going to be a lost inning and maybe a lost game at that point if those two don't do what they did. And then, you know, four batters later, four swings later, you know, the Phillies all of a sudden have a big lead in the game. And it changed everything about the whole thing moving forward. So, but boy, is Stott valuable. Is Sosa valuable to play second, to play short. He could play third if Bohm goes down. He took reps in the outfield. Now, we haven't seen that yet so far this season, but it wouldn't surprise me if at some point we do see that. Yeah, I'm looking right now at Sosa, 545 on the average, 1401 on the OPS to start the season. It's a monster start for Edmundo Sosa. He's a guy in his career who has a 721 OPS, 735 OPS last season. He plays exceptional defense. And I think I said 2021 was the trade. It was 2022. 2022, the Phillies traded Jojo Romero for Edmundo Sosa in the middle of that run to go win a pennant. That was a big-time move by Dave Dombrowski. And sometimes the trades you make for bench pieces, we don't give much publicity to, or it's like we forget about them. But when they hit, they really hit. Like, the Phillies tried this again in 2023, and they went and got Rodolfo Castro. And it was really the same concept of a trade. They traded Bailey Falter, a guy they felt they had a surplus of Bailey Falters. They had enough starting pitching with, you know, established starters, big-time depth, all that kind of stuff. They thought they had that. And they were able to flip that for Rodolfo Castro. And that didn't work. I mean, Castro has basically been either a AAA player or worse in his career. He was hurt. He just really hasn't performed at all for the Philadelphia Phillies. So where I think if you poll people, they'd say they forget he's in the organization. I mean, that's how little they've gotten out of Rodolfo Castro since he's gotten here. So not all of these, you know, work out swimmingly. I mean, they really don't. And that one was one I was like, really? Rodolfo Castro is the trade deadline move? He did not work out. Meanwhile, Sosa's going on 2022, 2023, 2024, 2025, year four now of helping the Phillies, of really being a big-time contributor to the Phillies winning baseball games. And, you know, they're not 3-1 right now without the contributions of Edmundo Sosa, both offensively and defensively. And Matt Gelb had a story this morning in The Athletic that, Sosa might be the player on the Phillies major league team that they get more trade requests than anybody else. Now, part of that might be, is anyone really calling about Bryce Harper? Is anyone wasting their time saying, can we trade for Bryce Harper? Well, no. Is anyone wasting their breath about Zach Wheeler? No. Everyone knows the Phillies are one of the better teams in baseball. They're trying to win a World Series. No one's going to waste their breath offering a prospect package for these guys because they know the Phillies aren't going to trade them. So that's probably part of why the Phillies don't receive, you know, a lot of trade interest in some of these, you know, in those guys. Then you have the guys like Castellanos who are overpaid. So, like, who really wants Castellanos? I doubt many teams want Trey Turner. So, you know, I think there's that part of it. But just that reality that among the players on the Phillies' regular everyday roster, Sosa's probably the one they get more calls than anyone else because teams around the league recognize, you know, I could do worse than him in disguise by starting shortstop. I really could. Now, what's he going to do over a full season? Would that 730 OPS go down to 700? It might. 695? It might. But he's probably going to hit 15 home runs he plays every day. He's going to play really good defense. He's probably going to hit in the 250s, 260s. He's going to do a lot of good things. This is what this guy has done in the major leagues. You know, the Cardinals had a surplus of shortstops. Then he comes to Philadelphia. They had Stott. Immediately they signed Trey Turner. You know, it's like I almost feel for him at times because it just feels like it's never going to happen for Sosa to get a chance to be an everyday guy. And maybe it's not. And maybe he's destined to be more of this fill-in, do-it-all, play when they need him to play. Maybe he, as the sirens in Philadelphia go off around me, maybe this is who he's destined to be. And that's fine. I think that's absolutely fine. But I've often criticized Dombrowski for what he is, what he isn't, what he's done, some of the good moves, some of the great moves, some of the not-so-good moves here in Philadelphia, because I just think his deadlines the last couple years have left a lot to be desired. Last year with Austin Hayes and Tanner Banks was a total dud. The year before with Lorenzen and Castro, total dud. 2022, I think he overrated Marsh and underrated Ohapi. May have underrated where JT's career was about to go because JT's off to a very slow start here. And I think that we're about 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away from WIP fielding phone calls. Is JT fully washed? I mean, that is certainly possible if he continues to trend down. And I think he could stick in the Yadier Molina role for a couple years and get by that way. But I feel it too. I mean, he should not be hitting in the middle of the order with the bat that he's rolling out there right now. That is absolutely 1,000% accurate that he should not be in the middle of the order based on how he's hitting right now. He should just not be. So I feel you on all that. But if I'm gonna criticize Dombrowski for some things he's done, I gotta give him full credit for some other things he's done. And the full credit goes to the trade for Edmundo Sosa. That was a big time trade. Jojo Romero's been fine. I mean, he's okay. He was coming off an injury. I liked him when he first arrived, and he had the kind of energy drink thing, and he was like a character out of the bullpen. I thought that was kind of cool. And I think he is a cool relief pitcher, and he's kind of the energy guy a lot of teams want out of their bullpen. But in terms of what he's done in the big leagues, yeah, Jojo Romero's been a very replaceable part. Very replaceable part. Nothing even close to special from Jojo Romero in the major leagues. Meanwhile, you have Edmundo Sosa who continues to produce, continues to fill in, be Johnny on the spot. Yesterday, Topper gave him a real chance in a big spot, in a spot I don't think he typically would have gotten that chance.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Right-handed pitcher, late in the game, a reliever that throws hard and has swing and miss. I thought it was a good at-bat. He took the ball the other way, didn't try to pull it. Really, I saw growth from Edmundo there, and I thought it was fitting yesterday that Edmundo Sosa was the one to get the final put out of the game. You know, grab that ball at shortstop, throw it across to first base. Phillies win. They get the opener. Big time win. Big time performance from Edmundo Sosa. Something we should be expecting now at this point, because Sosa's one of the best moves Dave Dombrowski has made since he got to Philadelphia. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, of course, a YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check that out there. Of course, live 6A to 6P every single day. We'll be reacting to the Tush Push vote as it's coming down today. NFL owners meetings. Nick Sirianni spoke this morning. A big Phillies victory. Lot to talk about on the midday show. Check it out on the Odyssey app on 94WIP. And of course, check it out live on YouTube. And I have the email newsletter as well. If you want a direct link, I will send you one. Just send me a message in any way you want. Email, Instagram, Twitter, however you want to DM me. I'll see it. And I will reply to you with a link for the email newsletter. Get sent out every single morning straight to your inbox. Best of the pod, best of the show, best of it all. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. We'll talk soon.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, from conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.